you know, membership in a spiritual community is a little bit different, and yet some of the same principles, if you will, apply, right? So I'm thinking of, you know, as a Costco member, I get great prices, but I spend way too much, so it doesn't really matter. As a member of the gym, right, you get access, you sign an agreement saying these are the terms and this is what I'm going to pay and this is what I expect to get. And also, when you do that, particularly with the gym, when you pay to get something, you tend to show up, right? So now you've paid for this membership, which is why I no longer have one, because I didn't show up. Doesn't necessarily mean you don't have to have some discipline. But it moves you into a firm commitment, right? You've heard it said that if you want to see what you value, look in your calendar and your checkbook, right? Where do you spend your time and where do you spend your money? And then maybe look in your, I don't know, would you look in your journal to see how that's serving you in some way, right? Like, am I spending my time and my money and my energy in places that give to me? And so, not all of you are members, and let me just say this, that membership is not required for much of what we do here. And it is required to be on the leadership board and to vote at the annual meeting. Again, because it ties back to a level of commitment, right? And it assumes that as active members, to be an active member, that you are here and that you are engaging in what we're offering with your presence and maybe support, volunteering. We have always opportunities to serve in that way, and certainly with your monetary good, which we don't really charge for much. So it's an interesting model of membership. Right? One that I think is built around the faith that what happens here is of value to people, and they will support that on their own as they can with their time, treasure, and talent. And so it gives you an opportunity, as you are here to support and to witness and to welcome these new members today who... I really hate when a word leaves. What's that word when you like, what did they do? They went out into the, they braved the storm. That's what it is. They braved the storm to get here today. So membership is important to this community, let me be clear, as it is just in all the other communities that we mentioned, although I question the sense of community and belonging that we can get from some of those more transactional memberships. We get a service. We might have a community at the gym or something. That's fine. But here, that is really the basis of so much of what we do, right, is to connect in community, to be in community, and to support and witness each other in our spiritual commitment and growth, and to have a place and a space that is dedicated to that. Our current mission statement states that we inspire authentic connection with the divine self and others for spiritual growth, healing, and loving service to the world. Now, certainly, we as a few staff members, that means nothing, right? Unless we are all part of that, part of bringing that into the world, part of doing that for ourselves, whether we are official members or not. The other thing I want to make clear is that membership can feel a little exclusive, right? And that is never the purpose of that here. This isn't a members-only club, you know? Everyone is welcome. And everyone often is here participating and unaware that there is even a membership option or a requirement for anything, because it really is not a requirement. I see membership in this community ultimately as an outward commitment to as an outward expression of an inner commitment. You're saying, this is important to me. My spiritual growth and development and community is important to me. I commit to it. And in doing so, You know, we don't ask you to say how many hours you're going to be here or how many hours you're going to serve or how much money you're going to give, but we say, will you commit to doing those things in a way that works for you? And so the people that we'll be introducing here today have said yes to those questions and to that commitment. Our bylaws state this. I didn't tell them this before they signed up. But I think, I love this. Our bylaws, this is what our bylaws say about what it means to be a member of Unity Spiritual Center, Denver. A member shall endeavor to live in accord with the principles of love and truth, as exampled by Jesus Christ and other masters, and in alignment with the teachings of Unity co-founders and other inspired teachers of truth. That person shall further the work of this center through active interest, love, and support. So you get to decide what that means, right? And here's the thing, when you commit to that, it sounds like something we're asking you to commit to, but how is your life enriched by making that commitment? It's enriched outside of here. It's got to be. To inspire and to endeavor to live by the principles of love and truth. And to be supported in that. So that's the reciprocal nature of this relationship, right? That you commit to, yes, I'll be here, I'll participate, I'll give you my energy, I'll give you my time, and I'll give you my money as I can to support what we're doing here. And in so doing, because I've made that commitment, I'm here more, I'm committed more, I'm engaged more, and I experience the benefit of that. So it's really as you give, so you receive. So I want to honor the three people who made it. We had five people that wanted to proceed into membership. We had nine people in the class. Laura Nelson is moving back to North Carolina, so she's decided not to join at this time. We had another person there who'd never been here before but's been watching online. And said, I want to really know what you're about because I like what I see online and I want to get a sense of what the community's like. And so she liked what she heard at the class and wants to now experience the community a little bit more before she makes that step. Someone else was just not quite ready. He's still participating, still here today, but didn't want to proceed in membership. And there's one other person. Someone else who's attended Mile High for a long time and just is not certain she abides by that Jesus Christ part. And that's okay, right? We say Jesus Christ and other masters, but if that's a sticking point, fair enough. So she's still going to participate in the activities of the church, but decided not to join at this time. So as I call them up and share a little bit about them with you, I want to invite you to consider for yourself, do you see aspects of yourself up here and or let this be a clarifying experience of what membership here might mean to you or where you are in your own commitment, whether it's to this spiritual center or another spiritual practice, to deepen that commitment, to make a commitment, whether that be in membership or however that occurs, to prioritize that commitment. So I'll invite these three beautiful lights to come up here now and introduce them to you. And come on up. You can stand right up here. We've got Pat and Donna Lynn and Dawson. So we had two new members who said, yeah, I'm not going to drive out in this. So I'm going to mention them, and I hope to announce them in person at another time. So the first one that is not here is Juanita. She goes by Juan Weinhardt. who's been attending here since 2019, thanks to her good friend and our longtime member, Sue Haskell. So I will introduce and tell you more about Juan when she is here in person. Our next person here that I can discuss in live time is Donna Lynn Watley. Donna Lynn has been attending here for about a year and a half consistently. She's pretty tied to Kath Robinson because she loves to sing. If you haven't heard her already, you will. She loves to sing. That's part of her ministry in the world. She's a retired nurse who worked predominantly at Spalding Rehab Center and is a self-proclaimed wild child.
Yes.
She, too, like many of the new members, has worked hard to free herself from old theology and the limits of some of that, particularly to release the shame and the guilt in order to claim her own worthiness and love and compassion in and through God. And she is committed, as she does that work, to do that with and for others. So it's part of what she does in her singing ministry as well as her prayer ministry. She's a prayer partner, prayer chaplain at Unity on the Avenue, and is looking into offering prayer work here. So she is a pillar in our choir, also part of our vocal soul ensemble and the Unity Voices. And I just see you, Donna Lynn, as actively letting your light shine in ways that people can really receive it and feel it. And taming a tiny bit, maybe, the wild child, but not too much, I don't think. So welcome to Donna Lynn. Give you this, and I have a little gift bag as well for you.
Thank you.
Yes. Pat McClory is here after, 15, 16 days in Japan?
3 weeks.
3 weeks in Japan. Yes. She's still dizzy. She just arrived back Saturday? Yesterday?
Yeah,
Friday.
Just one day.
Yeah. So I did not think we'd see her here today. Thank you for not only being in the wrong time zone, but coming through with the snow. Pat, you have been here, did I write that down? Attending here now for a year, about a year,
Yeah.
And part of this, part of your love is travel, which explains where you just came back from. And you love to experience other cultures and traditions, and really even open to learning from other faith traditions. You're just really an explorer is what I've heard. What I pick up from you, and you love your family. Pat has been volunteering already in the bookstore and in the office during the week, so she's jumped right in. When I asked her what made her join at this time, which I also asked the wild child, but she didn't answer, so she can tell us on her own. She said, I came to Unity looking for a spiritual community and new conversations in my life. What I found was a community who are interested in growing and learning in the same way I am. And my joining the church is my commitment to this community, whatever shape that takes. So yeah, I welcome you and applaud you for that commitment at this time. Welcome, Pat. Mr. Dawson, Albertson, you've been attending here off and on for a couple of years and most consistently for about the last year and a half.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you have an interesting background. He claims his background is he is a Wyoming Baptist. That's a particular kind of Baptist you can kind of imagine, yes? You work as a mechanic. You love what you do. You're good at what you do. You think so? I think so. You are close with your family. Dawson, right after taking the new member class, was here the next Sunday with his mom out helping to set up the tents for the taco truck event. He signed up to do a trunk today. He's brought his stuff to set up in the children's garden, so he's jumped right in. And when I asked him what made him decide to join this community at this time, he said it was the commonality in his actual beliefs that he didn't think actually existed in a church, which is, a lot of people say that. I'm glad that you found us. And that there's no expectations regarding specific beliefs, including dressing or how you act or having to be oriented in a certain way. There's a lot of freedom. And also, I would say in that we trust that you are connecting with your truth and moving in the direction that meets those needs. And so there's no need for us to say you have to do this. He loves the positivity and real love he feels in this community, the lack of judgment of other beliefs and faiths. And lastly, but I would say not least, no angry God to have to contend with. And he loves the music program. That was important for him to mention. So I welcome you, Dawson. I'm so glad that you've chosen this community to join. And now, if you can put the next slide up for me, I'd like us all to have a moment to see and welcome our newest members. So if you are able to, would you please stand? You're welcome. And you all you have to do is just receive this blessing. So let's offer this together to our newest members. We love you. We bless you. We behold the Christ in you. In the spirit of unity, welcome home. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I will mention, as you take your seats and make your way back, you bet there's some goodies for you, that Johanna Rowan was the other new member who decided to stay home in the snow today. So many of you may already know Johanna. She's been pretty active, was the key leader in the children's theater and Wiley and the Hairy Man. She has a theater background, so she's been pretty present on stage. So we'll welcome both her and Juan when they make it back. Yes, thank you so much. And thank you all for supporting that. Yeah. I still remember when I became a member back in the, was it the 1900s? It was. Oh my gosh, it was like 1999, and it was a big deal. I was probably, 30 years old, and I was like, I want to be a part of this, and I want this to be a part of me, and so I am going to make that commitment. So, you can take that slide down, thank you so much. I'll just take a moment now to center into another time of meditation. And you know, this is an invitation for us to consider our commitment here and what brought us here, maybe who brought you here, how you found out about it, and what you have experienced as a result of your presence here. So I'm going to ring the singing bowl, which is tuned to drop us from our head to our heart chakra. Just taking a deep breath as you listen to that sound. Invite you to take a breath. You might even put your hands on your heart just to connect more deeply. We spend so much time, we're so conditioned to be in our heads. So this is an opportunity to really just breathe into your heart space. There is great intelligence in our heart where we connect, I think, most deeply with the fullness of love that we are and that God is. And so just breathe into your heart space. Again, inviting your mind to slow down a bit as you just focus in on your experience here at Unity Spiritual Center Denver. Whatever that may be, whenever that began, Just consider who told you about it, who brought you here. Maybe offering a moment of gratitude for that connection, for that person. And then maybe even considering, as you consider what keeps you coming, what you have plugged into, what you get, how you are supported in deepening your own spiritual connection and growth. Just again offering some appreciation for that growth, for that opportunity. And you might, from that heart space, just consider for yourself how you feel about making a higher level of commitment, and let that be. Know that we are so grateful for each and every one of you that made your way here today and that have been here, many of you, for many, many years. Some of you have just found your way. We are so grateful for your presence, for your engagement, and for your willingness to be on that journey of living more intentionally as a reflection of truth and love in the world, which is more challenging than ever and more needed than ever. And you might also just think quickly of in your own life, is there anyone who you think could benefit from what we're creating here and what we teach here and what we come together to grow and live into? Certainly no pressure for that, but always remembering someone brought you, right? And so if anyone comes to mind or is on your heart, you might consider that. Could this place and this message support them? And so we just give thanks. I invite you to offer some gratitude as well for this physical space and this place. I call forward the wisdom and the love and the dedication of Alice Benson, who saw this vision and held to it to purchase this land and build this original building back in the late 1950s. And for all the life and the love and the commitment that has moved through here since. And know that you are now the life and the love and the commitment that is moving through here now. And so for that, and for this opportunity to welcome in new people, for this opportunity to remember and to connect with what this place and this space means to us, we give thanks. We let it be, and so it is. Amen. Thank you for tuning in today. We hope that you found something meaningful in our service. If you'd like to learn more about us or make a donation in support of what we do here, visit unitydenver.org. Our Sunday service is at 10 a.m. every Sunday. We hope to see you sometime in person.